Blog Talk Radio.
I like the way that moves, and everybody on the avenue, I know.
welcome everybody to the Inkwell. I'm your host, Lisa Lips, and I'm joined by my co-host, Lady A. Hey, Lady A, how you doing?
Great. Good to be here.
It's a brand new day on Epiphany.
It sure is. Our debut.
Yes. This is the Epiphany Radio Network, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours, Lady A?
Always. Beautiful.
All right. And sending out a big thank you to the CEO of Epiphany Radio and also the CEO and creator of Raw Link, For Real the Poet Douglas. You can get your very own Raw Link jewelry on Amazon, on Instagram, and Raw Links at Facebook.com. Or you can contact any of us if you can't find your way around there, and we will definitely put you in the right direction. So now, this is our brand new show, and it's a premise, a different premise. So if you want to join us, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and press 1 to join us on the stage. So here at the Inkwell, we want to know what moves your pen. Bring us your piece and let's talk about it. Tell us why you wrote what you wrote. So Lady A, how you feeling about this inaugural thing here?
Oh, it's pretty exciting. We've been excited all week and gathering all the info we need and looking forward to treating everybody that's listening and calling in to a great experience.
Absolutely. Now, like I said, what we're doing is we're asking the question, what moves your pen? So I'm going to ask you, what made you write what you're working and what you brought us tonight?
Okay, I put mine in the form of a poem of what moves my pen, and I'm going to bring that up right now and read it to you. I just penned it today,
cool.
and it's called, actually, What Moves My Pen, and here it goes.
Okay, cool.
Life is fodder for my pen, reflections, reverie of now and then, memories knit together on paper with quill feather, words like music notes spread on parchment sheets with ink. They dance, they twirl, then they swirl until they interlink. Expression of one's mind forbidden as a child. Pen and paper saved me, metaphors and rhymes. Vivid imagery paint my words with joy. Personification gives life to trees, the sea, and sky. Pen spills ink on vellum whiter pink. My voice releases past demons for a life of peace. Poems, my private confessions, lets go of all suppression. 20 years hidden, and now my life in words written. There's comfort in the written word. I write to ease the pain. Each teardrop on my paper brings joy upon my face. Stories, songs, and poetry are beauty to embrace. Would the world take time to pen a rhyme? It would be a different place. And peace.
That was really beautiful. So
you
spill your emotions. That's why what moves your pen.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I can resonate with that. You know, sometimes when things are bothering you, the only thing you can do is write it down.
Yeah, and it's like your private thoughts, and you know, you can use it if you're angry, if you're happy, if you're sad, and like take anger for example. If you write something angry, it's better to do it on paper than in person sometimes, right? And
right.
It's a great method of expression.
Absolutely. Well, I brought a little
How
something
about you
for
now? Well, oh, sure.
Yeah,
your piece.
Do
you want to spit yours now? Because I
absolutely
think that would be Okay, great.
All right, so my piece is called Life as Me. It was never my choice. 1954, Mom was a come here out of Alabama with soft sable hair, blue-green eyes, and a porcelain complexion. And Daddy was a smart, well-liked, good-colored boy from a decent family, the first of his kind to hold his position, and their relationship was a problem from the start. At 23, he was smitten, she just 18, coming to meet her beau's family, but God had another plan. The car crash took all life except hers, so she came into the hospital battered and bruised, and Daddy was her attendant. He cared for her wounds and saw his future. 65 days from a lost girl in an unknown world and a good boy to husband and wife. And everyone said it would never last. But weeks became months and then years, and they flourished in spite of society. And in their eighth year came my arrival. On the night of her labor, she wasn't even given a room, left in a hallway halfway between black and white. And in the dead of winter, on a cold, wet, muddy night, I came into a world defined by color, a tiny pink bundle of complete and utter confusion. And society said my existence was an issue, because the fight for equality was a powder keg. Kennedy, King, and Malcolm X still lived, and I walked the line between them all. Then, when school age came, the system enforced integration, but Somerset County resisted, and I was neither, and I was both. But I was smart, so 3 weeks past day one, I was sent where the white elite attended, placed in a classroom full of unfamiliar faces, and told I had to thrive, and somehow I did. I fell in love with Robert Louis Stevenson and Edgar Allan Poe, and by the age of eight, I learned that books were my only real friends, because few talked to me and even less played with me. So I refused to be the failure they all wanted. And as grade school became junior high, I met a man child of a boy who taught me who I was. He was 16 and a rebel with the biggest fro I'd ever seen and skin even lighter than mine. He was the first to tell me why I was different and why that was beautiful. Told me I was born to be different, so I found the uniqueness in my skin. But small towns never change, and boys wanted me in the dark and then lied in the light. I was never asked to social gatherings, and I went to school events alone. Then college sent me to the HBCU local campus and constantly watched by a family friend, disallowed to be idle on campus. And then one day, she took me to her part-time gig, and that's when I discovered my calling. I fell in love with radio. Finally, a world where I could be anything without being judged by the color of my skin, just me, this mic, and the music. And I learned to use my voice, got listeners to see stories as I painted them, and in the spring of 1992, in a little urban station in Norfolk, Virginia, Lips was born. And she had full control, even as Lisa was still making wrong choices, because by then I'd survived rape, domestic abuse, narcissistic control, abandonment, alcoholism, and drugs. And I fought all my battles in silence. Yet and still my skin remained my paradox. White men wanted me because most didn't know my heritage, and black men just wanted that red bone. And the further into the world I ventured, the more I was confused for every mulatto skin tone. And then there was that question, what are you? Still disgusts me to this day. So I'm still a question mark because I chose never to pass for anything but human. I love those who love me, and I follow one rule. Seek to satisfy my soul because it knows what's best for me. And if you're still confused, that's for you to work out. I'm lit, and you've just been serviced.
Woo! That was absolutely amazing. What a history. What strength you've shown your character, your struggle to be neither here nor there, the prejudices that you went through as a kid on both sides. And I'm so glad that you found yourself and found the radio and your poetry as a cathartic method of surviving. And that was just stunning. Really, really beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes, like we said earlier, the only thing you can do is write it out. I have been writing and rewriting that same piece now since 2018. Because at first I said so many things that the piece was like 12 minutes long and that wasn't going to last. So I've been just reworking it little by little over the years to try and get it to something that tells my story without, you know, oversharing.
Well, it's an amazing story, that's for sure, and it gives courage to other people that have been through similar experiences, and it gives hope, and you have a message that counts. It was an excellent piece, for sure. Wonderful.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. So,
you're more than welcome.
We got some folks in the queue here. Let's see if we can get one in before we hit our first station ID. Who we got first on the mic, Lady A?
C Double.
Okay.
Here. Hi, C Double.
Ladies, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you for having me be the first one on your show.
Somebody had to pop that cherry. I appreciate you.
Oh, my. Oh, to feel that again. Okay.
So our question for you tonight is, what moves your pen?
I want to say Seinfeld observations. And I say that because it could be a show about nothing. It could be about anything. So whatever is on my mind, I could be writing about this tree in front of me right now as I'm sitting in the car. But it's about anything.
Okay. Well, what moved you tonight? What story you got to tell us?
Well, I'm going to go biblical, but yet make it today.
Okay. Well, let me move this spotlight in your direction and step back. Me and Lady A going to shut up and let you have the mic, okay?
All right. Peace is called Samson 2023. Hello, Delilah. Am I on the air? This is Samson calling you on my Samsung. You wanted to interview me for a feature about me, wanting me to reveal secrets about where I achieved my strength from. When last we met, I saw you taking a look at my penis intentionally and deeply, and you said you felt kind of freaky. But wait a minute. Didn't you go to cosmetology school to be a hairstylist and a barber? Your ancestor gave my ancestor a haircut when he was weakened by sleeping with her until his eyes were gouged out. And now you want to take an oral examination, snatch my soul with your mouth where you suck my brains out. Hey, it's your friend Jezebel with her emasculated eunuchs that she named Wanda, Shanene, and Eunice and made them dress up as RuPaul. You both think I'm foolish here to lay in bed with you two witches to reveal undisputed truth, you crazy? They lie sometimes, them smiling faces, acting like the New England Patriots. But you didn't see the Philly special in my playbook. As you spread eagle your legs on the table, but you forgot. My business brand is named Nunya. Save that for your other suckers, because this brother and homie don't play that. You thought you could screw me by having me drink truth serum like I was sipping on your syrup and expose my perversions, girl, hush. Yeah, I used to be a tramp, but disco the inferno. I was that hoe over there, but I don't have time to think of these random thoughts. So if you're looking for semen, go to the Navy and creep through all the village people, because the only oral I'm giving is the words that I'm speaking. You think my name's Willie Beeman? Confessions on any given Sunday? Keep on dreaming. I'll burn you, Delilah and Jezebel, like I'm Usher with herpes in your my strips of bacon. As I march on lynching those who don't know why I'm here, you must be mistaken. I dropped the microphone after I dropped the science of how you're trying to blind me. I'm here so I don't get fined again. So let me knock the columns down so I don't get defined by lust. I gotta go. It's time for lunch with my wife at home. That's my piece.
That Marshawn Lynch line. Oh.
Oh, you caught it.
Yeah, I did. CW, you never cease to amaze me. I love your flow.
Thank you. I had fun with this one.
Yeah, it sounds like you did. Yeah, what catalyzed you to write what you wrote here?
Because I know that my life, and Lady A, you said something about regrets. I'm trying to learn not to have regrets anymore and let it go. It's done. But I live a Samson life. Like I had 700 wives and 300 concubines. I lived that life. And it was just, I was buckwheat, looking for love in all the wrong places. That's what I was.
So lesson learned, and you're a stand-up guy, and now cannot be swayed otherwise. And you know, it's great that you've been able to move forward and send the message out there that you're not defined by lust. That you have a deeper belief in God and your family and your wife, and that shines through this piece too. So great on you.
Thank you. And also help that Delilah now is a radio talk show host who plays love songs.
Go yeah.
Oh, yes. I've heard her program. Yes.
Yeah. I had to stay away from her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that could be trouble. If you were Samson, then Delilah could be a problem for you. Well, we appreciate you coming through, getting us started here. Lady A, you want to escort him over to our lounge? We don't have a name for our lounge yet. We
need a name for our lounge. We didn't do that, did we?
No. We'll have to think on it, and maybe we'll have y'all stick something in the event page and let us know what you think the lounge should be called.
Yeah.
Call it the
spill. I kind of like that. All right, we're gonna see double. You're gonna be the one to give us this name. We're gonna see you over at spill.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, ladies.
Thank
congratulations.
You so much for calling in.
Yes, congratulations and one love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic.
Love.
That
was
a
great
team. Yeah.
Now we have.
Like,
oh, sorry. Go ahead.
We're off on a roaring start here, so Who we got next coming up?
We have Miss VIP next into the
Hey, how are you divas doing tonight?
Also good to hear you.
Yeah, it's nice to be heard. Oh, congratulations on your debut. I'm so proud of you, ladies.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So,
so Lady,
I've
you
been
ask
this question.
You want to ask the question?
Yes, I'm going to ask the question. What moves your pen?
I think, like my diva Lisa, it's for catharsis, and sometimes I get tired of the world, I get tired of the crap, you understand what I'm saying? So then I want to write about that, and then the inequalities, I want to write about that. So it's whatever I'm feeling at the moment that will push my pen. So that's mainly it.
And what prompted your write tonight?
Oof. you know what? I just think it's the world itself. And just, you know, there's just problems, the violence, the guns, the this, the that. And, you know, you just get tired. And people get tired of it. And it's like, when will it end? You know what I'm saying? So I think that's where I'm headed for tonight.
Okay, so we're gonna clear the way and adjust the spotlight.
And
the floor is yours.
Thank you, ladies. Things can change in a minute. Don't think they can't. So be you, and let people know where you stand. See, the world isn't kind, and all the murders and drugs are commonplace. No one seems to mind. You have to understand there's really nothing wrong with the world. It's the people that's in it. It's a crazy place. So much you're wishing for another time and space. I don't know what it'll take to make this world better. Does anyone know the answer? You just can't wish for peace or stop the killing. You can't ask people to turn the other cheek. They'll use their guns not to appear weak. No one wants to talk it out. Bullets, fighting, flying, people crying, not knowing what the situation's about. But things can change in a minute. Instant estrangement, jealousy, resentment, it's all in the mind. If you free your mind and use empathy, peace and understanding, you'll find. Make sure you remember to do your best in men's senses, because the ass you kick today, you'll need tomorrow. It's how you make a person feel, in spite of forgiving offenses. Maybe someday, instead of estrangement or vengeance, there will be mediation, apologies, shaking hands, holding each other, giving one another a chance to make things right. Because things can change in an instant, no matter the circumstance. In peace.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, Diva. Thank you very much.
Yeah, sometimes injustice is all we see, so we have to refocus ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lady May, what you got for that?
I am. I'm just worried. I'm hearing a big echo.
I don't know if
I'm not sure why that is, but Mrs. VIP,
this piece is very apt today,
and all of the horrors that are going on.
I almost feel like there's no hope in this world because people in it are just so far away from reality and love and forgiveness.
It could be recaptured, but you've you've penned this very well and expressed it very well, and I appreciate your writing.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate you, ladies.
All right, Ms. BIP, well, it looks like we're going to be escorting you over to our brand-new lounge. See Doubles over there warming up a seat for you in the spill. Thank you for
all
coming
right
through.
Thank you for coming through.
Absolutely. One love, one mic, ladies.
One love, one mic.
One love, one,
one
mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, Lady A, it looks like we're about a half hour in, so let's see if we can drop in a promo here real quick, and then we'll get to this next caller, okay?
Sure.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
A baby, baby. Okay. All right, so you're listening to the Epiphany Radio Network, and we want to remind you, you know, if you want to get on the stage, and all you got to do is call in at 319-527-6300 and press 1 to join us up here on stage. So what do we got up next here? Do you, who we got next?
Well, I don't have a name right now, so I'm going to bring them in the studio. And hi, area code 504. Who do we have on the mic? Area code 504.
Hello, area code 504. Are you there?
They got their hand up.
It looks like they're not really paying us a lot of attention here. So let's put them back in the queue. And let's see. Let's find something nice and mellow to play here real fast and give them time to get themselves together a little bit. And then we'll come back and do some more poetry here. Let's see what else. All right, let's do this, and we'll come back in a few minutes, okay?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, now we've made it through the first half hour, Lady A. How you feeling?
All right, I think. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm kind of tickled that we got a cue going here. Folks are actually in here with us, and I'm loving it. So let's keep rolling while we got some momentum.
Okay, and the next on. On the mic is area code 210. Hi, welcome to the Inkwell.
Hey, thank you. Good evening. This is Kimbrella Renee. How are you ladies doing?
Hey, Kimbrella.
Hey.
We got the hurricane in the building.
Thank you. Listen, congratulations on the new show. I love the name. Nice vibe going, so congrats to you, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
All right, so
awesome.
This is my turn to ask the question.
Okay.
So, Kimbrella, what moves your pen?
Oh, life. You know, life, just being able to write my way through life, write my wrongs, write my thoughts. You know, write my plans out, you know, just be able to grow. Just life in general, everyday life motivates me. It could be something as small as a tree or a rock, or it could be as big as, you know, marriage or love or heartbreak or, you know, just anything that life brings.
Okay. As an artist, sometimes we see the world differently because we see the art in everything. And you strike me as one of those people who can find the art in whatever situation you're in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I was taught that that's when I found out I was a writer, like I think I was in 10th grade. Yeah, 10th grade, college prep English teacher. He taught me that. He said, you want to know if you're a writer? I said, yeah. He said, write me a paper on a rock. Now, I'm looking around. I'm like, a rock? What the heck? He was like, you will find out if you are a true writer if you can write a paper about a rock. So in my mind at first, I'm like, a rock? He was like, you thinking too hard. Make it simple. Write it. And then I started to write. And the next thing I know, I got 3 pages. On a rock. And he saw me on paper and he's like, now you're a writer. So it's just taking something so small and being able to expound upon it. That's when you kind of know you got something going.
All right. So then what do you got for us tonight?
You know what? Let me see. I have a piece that I haven't done in a while. Doesn't have a title, so I'll share it with you when you're ready.
Okay, we're going to step back and move this spotlight around a little bit, and you got the mic, baby.
All right. Pen me from inception to conception. He induced ink contractions. Broke day and water with his wordplay, dilated astronomy, within my eyes, birth babies of bottomless brilliance within my cranium, counted quasars in my quirky, then quilled them onto a canvas. Can this be? That weird science, Gary and Wyatt, riot of the mind, defiant to common courtship calculations, changing adoration as we know it. See, his pen, it had that potent pull, held the haikus of haikus in its lungs, then shotgunned me onto pages, and I deserved and wanted all the smoke. He stroked my inhales and exhales into sentences that breathed through paper, magnified on mics, and turned me inside out, exposing my rhythm and rhapsodies that ripened my mental fruit and savored the dripping juice from his sapial squeeze. He penned me. Applied pulsating pressure between poetry's knees, and I heard her poise purr into fluid stanzas of me, splashing against the seams of creative fabric with warm and welcoming waves, yet wild currents, and I am pervious in his flow. He mused me, moved masses with his magic, made me into magnificence, mapped my moon, then melted me like everything on that Heat Wave album cover. He cursed me so vividly that you could feel his heartbeat along with mine, finding each other's timing line after line, pound for pound. The way they played for each other was profound, housed in different bodies yet equally yoked in sacred drumline. One band, one sound. Sounds like beautiful arrangements of sonic conversation recorded in written form. He employed his penmanship just to adorn me. And direct deposits of attention are paid in full, ears gripping every inflection, minds clutching the ratio of me to every metaphor. I am honored to pose in his prose, as a king's mind is a queen's best photographer. No filter, focus on capturing moments and translating them into poems written in ode of me. In peace.
That was amazing. I am so in awe of your pen.
Thank you.
Yeah, I be tuning in sometimes when you're on your show and just to come and hear the host spit, because y'all just be burning the stage down.
We appreciate that. We love that. That's become a part of the show that people enjoy to tune in. It's like, you know, one big family over there. So we love that y'all appreciate that. And, you know, it makes us step our pen up, because the way y'all come through, we can't come on hosted now with something a little lackadaisical. We got to really, you know, push that pen. So you all challenge us as well.
Well, I appreciate it. So tell us what you guys got going on next time.
Absolutely. So we, you know, as you stated, it's Renaissance Poetry. Keith Eric, the Renaissance Poet, he is the host. I am the event page hostess. We have a show every other Friday. So ours was last Friday. So ours will be this coming Friday on the 4th, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And just like you all, you come and we say spit your best shit. And that means the thing that you're confident about spitting, not to impress anybody but yourself. Stuff that you're proud of. Any genre, all genres are welcome. And we bust it up, we push our pens, and we have fun, all in the name of art.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you for coming through. And I'm going to try and sneak into y'all show next week.
Much love, ladies, and congratulations again. Thank you for, you know, supporting us. And, you know, we're going to return that love right back.
All right. Lady A, you got Kimbrella. You gonna escort her over?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna make. Is it okay if I make a comment on her poem?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Okay. I like what you did with your. You used a lot of poetic devices in your piece. You have alliteration, and you have rhyme. You have some personification. You have, you know, you used at the very beginning, the relationship, you likened it to a pregnancy and delivery even, and I thought it was very creative, and it really was special, I thought, because of, you know, your poetic prowess, let's say, and it was a really great, thank you for writing it.
Awesome, and thank you for capturing that, because that was kind of how the poem started. You know, I always think of poems as me being pregnant. Sometimes I have poems that I can, you know, just push out, and other times it takes about 9 months, like a real birth, to, you know, push through. So,
yeah.
I appreciate you for catching that.
Oh, thank you for writing. It was a great piece, and I'm going to escort you to our newly named The Spill Lounge, so you can sit back and enjoy the rest of the show.
Will do. Thank you for having me, ladies.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That was really special. And then we have Danielle next on our program, so I'm going to let her in the studio.
Divas.
Hey,
congratulations on your show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And I got to say, the poetry is amazing. But I got to say, I really, really like the name of your new lounge, The Spill. This is really dope. It goes, it's in sync with the title of the show. I like that a lot. So I got to send out a thank you to C-Double as well. Lord have mercy. He's talking about herpes and what was the other joint?
Yeah, he went all the way in.
He spelled out. He gave us the what's the name? The what do you call them for the word thigh? I said no, he didn't.
Right.
He said that all over there. When I was first told what that meant, THOT, I couldn't stop laughing the whole day. And him saying it just now in his piece was the first time I heard it in a long time. I couldn't stop laughing. So shout out to C-Double for that hole over there. What was he saying? Kimbrella, you came through with always like the hurricane. Dope piece. I mean, everybody has brought something amazing so far, and I'm truly, truly appreciating it.
All right. Well,
so I'm going to ask you the question.
Right.
What moves your pen?
What moves my pen? Life, mostly pain, heartache, because that's what I've known. Not to say I haven't known love, but that's more so what moves my pen. But it makes me appreciate the love that I do experience all the more.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, well, then let me adjust the spotlight real fast.
Okay.
And we're going to unleash La Pearl Negra and see what it is that pushed her pen tonight.
All right, all right. Thank you. Okay, so this is untitled. It's kind of an older piece because I really didn't write anything. But here it goes. Give me a tree I can pick fruit from. My whole backyard's being caressed by the sun. I've always been a shaman of energy healing. I'm an amalgamation of stardust and the essentials in life. I was broken to see peace emerge, and although war still rages inside of me, I have no shame. See, I kiss my heartbreaks away every day and wrap what's left of me in my blessings. Yet I have no understanding of why some hurt is tattooed on the chambers of my existence. I carry love's burden, and it's called unconditionally given. because it knows of no other way. I know of no other way, but I long to give it. So no matter how far I ran, I could always hear my soul calling out for me to just come back home. Until the day I realized how someone treats you is more important than how much you like them. That it wasn't them, I was hurting the beautiful soul that I am. But I'm not a hypocrite. So I stand in front of the mirror completely naked and unafraid to face the truth. I claimed ownership of my past and made peace with it. So when my soul bears its scars to you, understand, that's just evidence of a powerful testimony. And I promise, if I open my world of love to you, you'll never feel any residue of what I've been through. The benefits of an amazing end result. But if you forfeit your spot in my life for something different, you later come to realize ain't treating you like I do, well, then that's your loss. And you can bet your life it ain't out of spite that I ain't coming for you. You do. Because I don't chase. I absolutely attract. Don't get it twisted. I wish you nothing but the best always, because when you're trying to heal, holding grudges do you no good. They're just getting your way. So please do, by all means, stay over there where shit is spread around. I'm still watering my lawn and it needs no additives. That probably went over your head when you went over that fence. And that's that piece.
As usual, Danielle, absolutely gorgeous ink.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I love your metaphors. When you said the line about the hurt tattooed on your heart, it's almost heartbreaking. I can feel you're living through the things that you write about.
Mhm. Yeah, I do. I'm past it, but the more that I write about it, I'm just giving you guys pieces of my story. I don't live there anymore. That's an abandoned house. Out in switch addresses a long, long time ago. And I have freed myself of that. But I still want to tell my story to you guys, and putting it in my pieces is the best way that I can give it to you.
Okay. Lady A, what you got for that?
Oh, I love this one, Danielle. You always show such strength in your pieces, and your word phrases are really great, too, and I love the fact, you know, that you come after a lifetime of being hurt. You know, you've come to a place where you come back home and taking ownership of your own past and not holding grudges. And I really like how, you know, like, stay over on your own side of the fence because, you know, the shit is spread around and you didn't need any more of it, and you're watering your own lawn. I thought that, you know, even when you talked about, just after the poem, you talked about, you know, that it's an abandoned house and you've moved. And I thought that was a great way of describing getting on with your life in a positive frame. And this was really a great piece.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That. And great job, ladies. Very good job.
Thank you.
Thank you. So what else have you got going on in the Epiphany Network?
Let's see, you can catch me Monday nights in King Queen's Quarters, co-hosting with King Atterbury. And every Wednesday night, you can catch me in Diva's Talk with my diva, Mrs. VIP. There wasn't a show Wednesday night because I wasn't feeling well, so I may bring over the topic of discussion this Wednesday coming, which is, how do you address deflection? How do you deal with it? So we'll see. Back to you, ladies.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming through. And we're going to get you on over here and see what C-Double is starting over there in the field.
All right, ladies. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, I'm so tickled that everybody's like coming in and just being here and being a part of what we're starting here. It really moves me to see everybody coming through.
Yes, it's exciting. It's so exciting. And speaking of excitement, I think we have somebody quite exciting on the line right now. 205. Area code.
Hello,
205. Hi, 205. Can you tell us who we have on the mic?
Black Rose.
Hello.
Hey, Lisa.
This is one of my sweethearts here. This is a fellow dripper.
Yes, thank you.
Welcome to the Inkwell.
How are y'all tonight?
We're good. We're good.
Nice to meet you, Black Rose.
It's nice to meet you as well. So what is your theme for tonight?
Our question to everybody tonight is, what moves your pen?
Ooh. I found out that I can be a very empathetic writer. Even though most of my poetry is erotic, I have found that if I sit and watch murder mysteries for days, I can write from the victim's point of view. And so it just depends on where I am in the setting. So I can hear something that'll move it, or an action or a smell can make me want to write. I've had poets inspire me to write. So my pen is moved differently, but I think when it comes to my erotica, it's just a fantasy part of my imagination that just takes off and goes.
Okay, I can understand that. All right, so what did you bring for us tonight?
I brought you something that's not erotica.
Okay. I'm for
it. This is called A Woman's Worth.
All right. Let's step back and adjust your spotlight. Here you go.
Thank you. I sit and wonder, do men really know, or even for that fact, do they really care why God created women? I mean, what is our worth? I know we are the helpmates, the other half of a greater plan, the whisper in your ear, the smile that brightens your day, the mother of your hard-headed-ass kids. I mean, I know all of that. But I sit back and smile because I figured it out. See, God knew men would reach for the stars and would need that little push or dream those big dreams but give up. So let me help him finish. And he put Adam to sleep, took his ribs, and made Eve. At times I got mad with her, but she knew her worth. Even when her man blamed her for the wrong he did, she took the worst of it, stood beside her man as they were put out of the garden while he looked back and pleaded with God. I can see her as she comforts and reassures him. Yeah, she knew her place and passed it down to all of us, hoping we would know our worth. Know that our words can build a man or kill him too, that our touch, while soft, can be strong, and our voices, while sweet, can be stern. And our bodies, they hold life and heal men. I am woman, and I am worth more than life. So treat me as such, or I'll show you what the devil taught me too. That's that piece.
Yes, that was great. I thought that you had a good hold on us as women, because we are the the life of a relationship. We are the caregivers and the lovers and the mothers, and yes, we know how to treat a person should they treat us wrongly, and because the devil made us do it.
Yes, we know.
I appreciate your pen. I think that's the first time I've ever heard you do something that wasn't erotica. And you're a great storyteller. You're very entertaining to listen to. And that piece just really, like, showed me another side of you.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to get you on over here and see if you can stir up something over here in the spill.
Okay. I see what I can do.
Thank you for
coming
through.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Now,
okay.
Miss
let's get another promo in here. We have
yes.
already done the first hour. I cannot believe it's going by so fast.
Yeah, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 people in the queue, but nobody's got their hand up. So if any of you 4 people, we would love to see your hand up and to share a piece with us, please, and thank you.
All right, well, let's hit this promo and give everybody a breather to make their mind up, and we'll be right back. Network. If you're listening to us online, you've got just about 55 minutes before the Blog Talk Lady decides it's time for y'all to go. So if you want to stick around with us and see if we got anything going on in the overtime, you need to give a call to 319-527-6300. And if you want to join us here on stage, then press that 1. All right, Lady A, how you feeling about it so far? We're an hour in.
I know. It's been going great. Great calls, great poetry, and great response for our debut show. I'm really happy with it. We don't have any hands up yet. So I know they're listening.
Let's see if we can go back to 504.
Yeah, okay.
Try yeah.
that. Okay, I'm going to go there now. All right.
Hello, everyone. How are we doing?
504. Oh, who do we have on the line?
It is I, the one and only Royal Drench, Prince Wet.
Hey, baby, what's happening?
Hey, Miss Lips, how you doing?
I'm good. This is another member of the Drip that's came in to support me. I appreciate y'all.
Oh, anytime. Anytime.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Venerio.
This is Denario, a.k.a. Prince Drippy, the Royal Drench, trouble on all sides. All right, so Lady A, you want to ask the question?
Yes, I will. So we were wondering, what moves your pen?
Connectivity. I don't want people just to hear what I wrote. I want them to feel it as well.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Well, let's adjust this. Finally, I know I got to adjust it way up for you because Denario is like 6'12". So. Let me get the spotlight right, and we're going to get out the way and let you give us what you brought for us tonight.
Ooh. She asked for it. let's see. I don't, you know what? Since this is the holiday season, I think I should let people know. The title of this piece is... I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. I don't celebrate Thanksgiving in the traditional sense. Just the bait by stuffing my face with just a different type of dressing. That type that would have you undressing. The type that spends all day basting in its own juices, natural marinade with Mother Nature's flavoring. I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. Not in the traditional sense. See, my greens are that of envy for how long you spend with your panties instead of me. My hunger becomes insatiable when I hear the sounds from the stirring of your mac and cheese. I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. Not in the traditional sense. I eat with my hands, so that means my fingers and beards will be covered in your scent, leaving all your leftovers after weeks of our events. I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. And not in the traditional sense. But I will bake those yams while glazing your hams with that thick coating, giving your itis from having my stuffing inside your cream pies. I mean, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving in the traditional sense. But I will put your ass to sleep, and you won't wake up until Christmas. Peace.
Woo, it got hot in here. Oh, my God, Prince Drippy in full effect. But I love that piece, man. I love the metaphors of how the dinner normally goes and how she is now your dinner.
That's right.
Man, listen.
Food.
Absolutely was, food for thought. You're right,
yeah.
Lady A.
Yeah.
That
was pretty hot stuff. Hot stuffing. Yes, yes.
The thick birds. You know, chickens are all right every now and then, but it's those big birds with a lot of meat and other things that go along with them.
I love you, Prince Drippy. You a mess, man. But, yeah, thank you so much for bringing your poetry to our stage.
Oh, much appreciated. Thank you so much for allowing me on. And you know we're going to support the fam always.
Absolutely. You guys are my family for real, for real. I appreciate you.
All right,
Lady A.
I'm going
to hand him over to you to walk on over. Because
yeah.
I'm too short to walk beside him.
Okay, so am I. We're both, I think, 5'2", aren't we?
Somewhere around it.
Yeah. Well, it was nice to meet you, and thank you for calling and sharing your piece with us.
Well, it was nice meeting you as well, and I can't wait to come back to share more.
Absolutely. Great. One love, one mic, baby.
One love, one mic. Ooh.
Okay.
That was spicy.
Yeah, the floors are getting a little slick in here.
I got somebody else waiting on the line. Should we open up the mic?
I don't know. Yeah, we can try that. Let's go for it. We got time.
Well, no, but you want to do something else?
No, let's do. If we got somebody waiting, let's not put them off. So let's see
okay.
who we got next on the mic.
Okay.
Good evening, ladies. It's Senator Spittle.
Oh, hey, Sen. How are you?
I'm fine. Congratulations on the new show, ladies. I heard about it last night. And, you know, lady, I love you, darling. So I'm here.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah,
so what,
I
think it's your turn, is it? To ask the question, or is it mine? I forget.
Yeah, I think it is mine. All right, so Senator Spittle, first of all, I know how you can wreck things. So I'm going to ask you the question here. What moves your pen?
Life. Intelligence. The further.
Okay.
And I'm about stretching outside the boxes. You know, the further to me is the ever never ending discovery for more depth, truth. You know, more.
Mm-hmm.
So moves my pen.
Okay. Well, look, we're gonna step out your way. Let me get the spotlight back down because Denario is a giant. Let me get the spotlight in place, and we're gonna step away from this spotlight and let you get to this mic.
All right. There's a new piece. It's called "Coming to Ease." In the silicone hush. Driven soft, mad vibrations. Their language of better boys. Because that kind of mental rot has got cancerous segments, drowning slurred rhetoric in the sediment of lost minds that we mind, invader, callous. No disclaimer, funny the omit is all I. But don't fly into jars, glass etched, oblivion, twinkled, caught. Not Tinkerbell eyes that presume their overstated validation to approach my bubble. Penetrations aren't part of their tricks or barfly floozies. I'm a man, but of course, but not your typical head. I kick back any windows and halls. Oh, shit. It's dropping down my cerebral walls. The brilliance before me took notes to imply a finer mind was in the depth of a carcass. One nod, sinew, then organs, a mineral-rich sanguine feast in the slaughter of beasts as they do their bidding. I ask if you are part flock. Feathers or bands of ideology intertwined. My, you don't know. Betterment begins with self-love. It begets peace. However, fucking fuck. I'm shuffling old files. What's left is mental exhaust of catastrophes, breast stroking, rhetorical lines drench me at times, crying amongst Los Angeles. This is why we can have everything if we're good and do right. So bright, yet tragically thin. Not the low wattage hazard, handcuffed mentally. As sensuality was lost, as I lost myself, I was gone. No rhythm, fractured soul. Locked inside unmuted tongues, the only touch was the weather. I was standing or cowering for such long times. My hell, no more. Treading new trails for the rest of my time as I find ease in myself. The Bakri breathing in peace.
Wow. You know, you have, Sinister has a really deep thought process, and you got to read between the lines and under the lines and on top of the lines, and this poem here, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is how I read this, is, you know, that you have found yourself to be more than somebody's play toy or to be used by somebody else. You use the word cowering and fractured soul for a long time, but no more, because you have come into your own. And I think that that's a self-portrait. It's really, really good in how you fit this, and I really enjoyed it. You have a unique way of writing, and it's a lot easier if you have his pieces in front of you that you can read along as he's speaking. But the fragment and fractured part of you is shown through in this piece, and I appreciate that. And you know, I love you too.
Yes, but I've heard you a few times, and you always blow me away. I love the theatrics of how you perform, and I really do appreciate your talent. I kind of am a little bit envious, because you can let go of yourself and dive into your character so deeply, and I find that absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. That's it. You know, it's just me, you know, just... I write in the vein, you know. I perform in the vein that was written, and I don't like shit I don't know, so it's kind of easy. I don't always remember what I write. Like this one, I barely remember writing it, but it's cool, you know. It comes in segments, you know, and mood processes. You can always tell my mood by what I write, but, you know. The cool thing is that I'm writing on the plethora, you know, you see the dark, but you see the light, and I'm dancing now. This is like a tango, you know, but I am no longer the puppet, I'm the marionette, you know, so I'm having fun. Appreciate you.
That's great.
We appreciate you as well. All right, Lady A, you're going to do the honors this time?
Yes, come on and take my hand. We'll go over to the Spill Lounge.
All right, Spittle, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. She's always trying to get me alone.
Okay, Lady A. We are just rolling right along here. I cannot believe we've already covered almost another half hour. Let's play a little more music here real quick
and give
folks a moment to clear their minds, and then we'll come back in and maybe I got something else I can fit. You got something else?
Yeah, I can find something else for sure. And hopefully there's a few in the queue still that if you want to speak or share a piece, you can just press 1. And we'll bring you in, and you can share your poetry with us and chat with us. So we're gonna play a song, and hopefully we'll see those hands up when we come back.
All right.
Thank you.
Right. So, Lady A, we are just about an hour and a half in now, and I think we're finally getting a groove going here. And you got something else you want to bring to the mic? Because I think I got a little something else.
Okay, let me just check in. Okay, I think that'd be a great idea if you read another piece. That would be wonderful.
Okay, well, I'm ready if you want me to go ahead here.
Yeah, sure.
Take
the floor.
All right, let me bring this spotlight down a little bit. I brought this piece last night. I jumped in to the Get Down, and they were talking about romance. So I brought this piece called Trusted Keys. Let's see how that goes tonight.
Perfect. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. If I gave you the key to my heart, would you handle it with care, love, and protect it? Would you defend it against all hurt, harm, and danger? From those who take my kindness for weakness? Or would you lock it away and move on, forgetting that I entrusted the most precious part of myself to you and discard me to sit alone and wait, praying for you to truly see me? These are questions I ask whenever you're near, wondering if I should speak my inner musing, tell you that I can't get you out of my mind, that the sound of your voice makes my temperature rise, and the sight of your warm, melanated skin makes me shudder, and the thought of your thick, juicy lips on mine creates a rainforest below. If I told you that I scribbled your name, would you think me childish? Be turned off by my girlish infatuation? Or would that thought make a black man blush and want to explore my womanhood, mind, body, and soul? Could you see yourself loving me, trusting me with your key too? Or am I just falling for a dream? So tell me, if I gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it? End poem.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Really beautiful. You have a way. You have your own way. You have your own style of speaking. And I loved how you posed the question. You know, what would you do with my heart? I mean, wouldn't that be great if we could be up front like that with prospective partners and say, you know, just exactly what you say. What would you do with my heart if I gave it to you? What would you do? It was beautiful.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so I love sappy romance, even though I don't write about it a lot and I don't have a whole lot of experience in it. But I do truly enjoy the fantasy of it all.
Do you ever think that those fantasies can come true for you?
The older I get, the harder it is to believe. But I still hold out hope that one day my prince will find me.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if we put too much store. I don't know if it's women are different than men that way, that we put too much store in that romantic aspect of things. And then sometimes I hear the poetry of the guys that are on this Epiphany Network, and I'm amazed at the expressions of love and affection that ooze from their pieces. And it makes you have hope that there is, you know, a time for us and a time for everyone finding someone to love and love them back.
Absolutely, yeah. So we have made another half hour mark. So let me drop a quick promo in here, and then we'll come back and see what it is you got for us. Okay.
Okay.
Tiffany Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio Network, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is the Inkwell. If you're hanging in and being here with us, we got 26 minutes before the Blog Talk lady cuts us off at the knees. So if you got something you want to fit, raise your hand, press that one so you can join us on the stage. And if you're listening online, give us a call if you want to hang in with us so she can't cut you off. That number is 319-527-6300 and press one to join us on the stage. Okay, so Lady A, What else did you bring for us tonight?
I can read you a romantic poem, or I could read just about anything. I don't know what to read. I think I'm going to do like you and read a love poem, and
okay.
And I've been looking, but I haven't really settled. Like sometimes I read my poetry and I think, oh, I love that poem. I'm going to read it again. And that's kind of where I am right now. So I'm going to read one that I've read before, and I really like this piece. And it is called No Ordinary Love.
Okay. The mic is yours.
Thank you. My love is no ordinary love. Not like diamonds or emeralds or like the wonders of the Egyptian pyramids. I love you profoundly, without words, with bone-crushing power unseen or heard. I love you as the sands of the Gobi Desert. They hide life under the desert sun. No one can know the secrets of my heart. Only you. You are my only one. When stars lose their light, when sun darkens, when moon falls from the sky, when birds no longer fly, when eternity is finite, when desert sands are counted, when snowflakes never fall, will I cease loving you. And peace.
When eternity is finite, oh my God, I love that line.
Thank you.
You are an artist in every sense of the word. I've also seen some of your canvases, and your artistry shows in everything you do.
Wow. Thank you so much. Wow. That was a lovely comment. I think that people who are artistic, whether it's writing or actual painting or sketching, I think they have a greater grasp on the feel of life and the feeling of love. There's a deeper concept that they carry, we carry, because I think there's more empathy in our hearts for, you know, being an empath. I think there's a lot of people who are in touch with that part of themselves. And I feel very fortunate about it. My mother used to laugh at me because I would, you know, because, you know, when you're a teenager, you're trying to get along with your parents. And I remember one time I thought, oh, I'm going to read Khalil Gibran's What Do You Think of Children? And I tried to communicate that to my mother, and she just laughed at me because, you know, children are not your own. They are only here for a short time. We teach our kids and off they go kind of thing. And I thought I could reach her with that, but it was a no-go. So it's been like that since I was very young. And in high school, like in our English literature classes, I used to just get lost when Shakespeare was read, and I would get right into it and dive into all of the verses and lines. And I've always enjoyed that part of life. There's such a deep feeling to it, you know?
Yeah. I understand. Like I said in my piece earlier, yeah, I learned to appreciate the art of writing because I had an English teacher in second grade who had us, instead of having a textbook, she gave us Robert Louis Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
And we were reading his writings in second grade. And then I always had a little bit of a taste for the macabre. And one of the things that my mother was always good about was letting me go to the library. And the library would have, when they would clean out, they would sell the paperbacks that were taken down when they put new ones up for 10 cents a piece. And I bought Edgar Allan Poe. And
wow.
Picked it up. Yeah, I just picked it up because I read the back cover and it said that he was from Baltimore. And Baltimore was familiar to me because my family lived in Maryland. So that was what made me pick it up originally. And then I started reading The Mask of the Amontillado, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. This is kind of creepy and scary, but I like it.
Yes. One of his, I love his poem, The Raven.
Yeah. Yeah, that one is very, very much, you know, one of his most, you know, well-known pieces.
Yeah.
I had got this little paperback, and it was raggedy, and some of the pages were torn, and there were The Raven and the Pit and the Pendulum and all that stuff. And I would read on the school bus in the mornings going back and forth to school. I would read Edgar Allan Poe, and then all day in class we were reading Robert Louis Stevenson. So I kind of...
How old would you have been then? Was a teenager, or were you...
I was
junior
high.
In second grade?
Yeah.
Wow. Still, wow. Oh, I wasn't into that in second grade. Oh, you must have been a brilliant, brilliant kid because you're brilliant now, but I mean, you must have been beyond your age in that department when you were in grade two. Yeah.
My parents and my grandparents, I was fortunate enough to grow up with my grandparents right next door, and they always promoted me to read. So my grandmother would have me try and read the newspaper to her when I would go over there. And my father and my mother both pushed me to be a reader. I was reading before I even started school. So I had a love for it from the beginning.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
You know, when my kids were small, I spent a lot of time reading to them, read poetry to them, and they were all, you know, talking in sentences by the time they were 2 years old. And I have a tape of my middle child, and she was, I used to read, I have a book of poetry that I would read that, like, nursery rhyme type poetry and Christopher Robin and that sort of thing. And she could recite that by herself when she was two.
Oh.
And I think, yeah, and I mean, it helps them to learn to speak. And it was a really great experience. And I gifted my youngest daughter with the book that we used every night, and with the pages nearly worn out of it because you know, over and over again, they'd want to read, and it was, it's a, reading is, my mother used to say, it was that it's, you can travel the world in the, between the pages of a book. And
you absolutely
can. Yeah. So that's, yeah, that's a wonderful thing for sure.
Well, it looks like our callers have wound down.
Yes.
And I think Danielle is still hanging around a little bit. I think I'm going to pull her in and let her give us the rundown on what else is happening on Epiphany this week.
Sounds good.
Hey, La Pearl and Negra.
Divas. Okay, I'm going to try my best at this, even though this is a... I'm going to just leave it at that. I'll try my best. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll start with Monday nights. Monday nights, you can catch myself and King Atterbury in King and Queen's Quarters. And that's, you know, it's mostly open mic, but bring what you got. Tuesday nights, we have one of Mojave's shows. It would be Fly Speak, War Council, or Honey Dripper. But every last Tuesday in the month, we have Cram Sessions, which is hosted by Paul Cram and Poetic. Every Wednesday night, you can catch me and my diva in Diva's Talk. Every Thursday night, we have The Get Down, hosted by J. Rob the Wise Son and Poetic. Friday nights, we are alternating with The Inkwell and Renaissance Poetry, but that Renaissance is airing at 10 p.m. instead of 9 p.m. Saturday nights, we have, Just Jay and Gina Storm show. Let's see. And Sunday nights, we have the Inspiration Factory hosted by Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, Enzo Alonzo. All right, ladies, back to you.
Thank you so much for that rundown. Now we all know what's going on every night.
Absolutely. Tiffany got it on lock, baby. We got a show every night of the week for you.
Absolutely. Well, take your socks off. Baby.
Yeah.
All righty, Lady A. So it's been an experience. I have enjoyed it, and the callers have hung in with us, and the listening audience is still here with us. And we appreciate everyone who's come through, everyone who's hung in and listened. Y'all make my day. I am so happy that y'all just rode with us and made this inaugural show what it is. And I'm going to step away. And Lady A, you got some last words?
Well, I would just like to say thank you very much for allowing us to have this maiden voyage and to be sisters in the poetry sessions and this show, and trusting us that we could make you proud. And I appreciate you, Lisa. I think you're an amazing person, and you have a lot to give and a lot of experience in radio broadcasting and that sort of thing. And I appreciate that about you, and I'm happy to be your partner in crime.
Thank you to the
CEO For Real the Poet, and Danielle and Van for allowing us this opportunity as well.
Yes, without you guys, we would not be here. And author Larry Maddox is absolutely the coolest thing I know, between the fact that he gave us this forum and that beautiful, beautiful jewelry, because they ain't nothing like a piece of raw link. And it's not just pretty. It's there for your healing. These are minerals and stones that have healing properties, and they're there for our enlightenment and fulfillment. And so, you know, get at the raw link site. You know, you can find raw link pretty much anywhere that you can purchase, you know, stuff, Amazon, Instagram, Facebook.com, Raw Links is there. And if you can't find it, then please look one of us up. Hit somebody in the back channel and get you some Raw Links, because I got mine, and I never take it off. You got yours?
I sure do. It's beautiful, too.
Absolutely. All right, well, it has been a ride. I appreciate you. Let's see if we can find something to ride out of here in. Let's see.
Thanks, Lisa, for a great evening.
It's been amazing. It has been so, like, soul-stirring to hear the pieces that everybody brought and really, you know, feeling this music we've been playing, and just, it's been a real vibe tonight. So let's play this piece of music, and then we're going to get on out of here. Thank you again, everyone, and have an amazing night.
Night, all.
Be too grown to be playing games. I want you to call out my name. I'll look you dead in your eyes as I gently kiss between your thighs. Girl, don't you run from me. I won't stop until I know, stop until I know that you came from me. You can start up on the floor. Just where I want you, I won't waste your time, I'ma do what I'm supposed to do.